says in our parsha, Moab said to the elders of Midian, now the congregation will get everything dirty around us, like the ox gets the grass dirty. What does that mean? They're talking about the land itself. Et kol sevivoteinu, all around us. They're talking about the land of Israel. They're not talking about around, the land of Moab. They're not talking about around the land. But they don't want to say, we don't want them to get us dirty. They'd rather say someone else. It's like when someone talks about something bad, they don't say, if you would be in an accident. They say, if someone should be in an accident. So the Moabites don't want to say they will get us dirty. They say they'll get all around us dirty. The Egyptians don't want to say the Jews might leave the land. They say if the Jews keep multiplying, they might leave. Someone might leave the land. There might be an exodus from here. They don't want to say even the words, the Jews might leave the land. The Moabites say they'll get everything dirty like the ox gets the grass dirty. So they imagined, wait a second, Am Yisrael was told not to attack us. That means they're not supposed to wage a physical combat with us. But what would happen if the Jews were to daven that the Moabites should be eradicated? So then maybe that they could do. So that's what they said. How does an ox get things dirty? He consumes through his mouth, and then it comes out. So the ox gets things dirty from his consumption of the mouth. That's what comes out. That's what they were concerned Israel would do. They said, we know they won't attack us by force. They won't take up arms. They won't take weapons to fight us. Kilchoch hashor, one interpretation is, just as the ox, when he eats the grass of the field, he nips it at the bud, and the grass doesn't grow again. Wherever the ox grazes, the ox's teeth eat the grass at the roots. So when they said Kilchoch hashor et yerek hasadeh, there are two interpretations. One interpretation is when the ox defecates, so he dirties the green of the land. The other interpretation is when the ox eats, he destroys the green of the land. So Rav Chalap is going with that second interpretation, and he's saying their fear of Israel was just like the ox with its mouth destroys the greenery, so too Israel with their mouth, with their prayers, could destroy us.